This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's county clerks are in Grand Junction this week to take on a new election challenge, the advent of artificial intelligence. The concern is that robocalls and deepfake videos could spread mis- and disinformation to voters. Hillary Rudy is the Deputy Director of Elections at the Colorado Secretary of State's office and led the training.
What we've seen is some really convincing stuff, and we started to become concerned, like, okay, if we see this in our everyday life, how quickly then do we start to see it in our elections?
County clerks are working on a support network to make sure they can quickly respond to any disinformation campaigns used by AI so that voters get the correct information. Two Denver cultural institutions will get money through the Federal Museums for America grant program. The Denver Art Museum will get just over $248,000, while the Denver Botanic Gardens will get an almost $249,000 grant. Both institutions will also get matching non-federal grants. Congresswoman Diana DeGette says the grants will help improve services for visitors. The Botanic Gardens will use the money for care and protection of alpine ecosystems, while the Art Museum will use the funds to improve accessibility and community engagement. Elway's at Cherry Creek in Denver is closing its doors after two decades. The restaurant posted on their website that after 20 years, the restaurant will shutter at the end of the month, citing the ongoing construction at the Cherry Creek Mall. Elway's has other locations at the Ritz in Denver, in Vail, and at DIA. And much cooler weather in Denver today, with temps in the low to mid-60s and 70s. Today ends 15 straight days of 90-degree or higher heat in Denver. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 7:06.